This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing. To the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining. On the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er. She shall press, ah, nevermore. Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer. Swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he has sent thee. Respite, respite, and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff, this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil. Whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by whore haunted, tell me truly, I implore. Is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Again, thanks to bloggers like João Ghisoni who have left their comments about this poem. If you have questions or difficulties, please post them in the blog, and I will do my best to address them. This is Jason Birmingham at English Experts. To learn more about my voice work, please visit www.vozenglais.com. We'll conclude our study of The Raven next week. And when we finish the poem, I have a little surprise for readers who have dedicated themselves to studying this English language classic.